there. Welcome back to another episode of the Jasmine Star Show, a conversational business podcast that explores what it really means to turn your passion into profits. My name is Jasmine Star. I'm a law school dropout turned seven-figure entrepreneur, and I love connecting with you multiple times a week to talk about business, life, and everything on the in-between. Speaking of connecting with you, today's episode is a recording from a recent Ask Me Anything video I did on Facebook Live. If you've tuned into the show before, you know I share these every so often with the hope that I answer your questions while chatting with other business owners. In this conversation, I answer some really juicy questions about how to grow your business. We also get into when should you be sticking to your strategy on Instagram or you should change it. We also chat about what do you share in your free resources, like your free opt-ins versus your paid course or membership. Let's talk about a Pinterest strategy while we're at it to grow our business. And let's chat about how to build a team. Y'all, we have a lot of really great conversations. I can't wait for you to listen in. So I'm not going to wait any longer. Let's dive in now.
Hi, friends. How are you? Welcome to my most favorite time of the week. Hey, it is time for our Ask Me Anything. This is an opportunity for me to go live, for me to connect with you, and to answer the most popular questions. The way that this works, it's purely democratic in how we determine who is hearing what and when. So the comments that have the most likes, aka upvotes with our thumb, are the ones that we start off with. So let's get this party started off with Jamie. She asks, it feels like Instagram has changed. At what point is it just stick with it and be authentic and do what you do versus, okay, it's time to change strategy, boo. It feels like I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing, just more patience, grasshopper. Okay, Jamie, and anybody who else is here and watching, if you feel like Jamie, can you just drop like a thumbs up? Can you like this? Can you just say me too? Because I think that what happens in the business world is that we have a tendency, and I am raising my hand here, we have a tendency to think and believe that things are only happening to us, right? No other business owner can feel how we're feeling. But if we show up and support Jamie, and me right here, I am liking this too, and we let her know she's not alone, then it makes us feel like we're on a journey together and we're learning things simultaneously. So let's get into the specifics. She says, at what point do you just say, I'm going to stick to authentic content creation on Instagram, or I'm going to change my strategy? And I got news for Jamie and anybody else. Honey child, you do both. You stick with your strategy and being authentically yourself, and then giving yourself the permission to start testing new strategies. My mentor always tells me what got you here won't get you there. So let's just say that your efforts have got you to 800 or 1,000 followers on Instagram. If you keep on doing the same thing over and over again, your growth isn't going to be the same way. You have to change your actions and behaviors to get changes, right? Now, I know, like, birds of a feather flock together, like, you're my people. It's not enough to say, just test. Like, you probably want, like, no, tell me exactly what I should be doing. So I'm going to give you something I practice as much as possible. And that is 80% to stick with the content that is working, be you, and 20% to test new strategies. So I'm going to give you a personal example of something that I did just last week on Instagram. So on Instagram, very much like on YouTube, very much like on Facebook, very much like on LinkedIn, I'm creating videos and I'm posting videos and I'm watching which videos people are resonating with. So we produced a video called a productivity planner, how to be more productive. And I was really excited. It got a lot of great feedback, a lot of great views. And so then I had an idea of creating a 3-part video series. And we're going to be focusing on 3 different aspects of how to be productive. How to be productive in your business, how to be productive with your clients, and how to be productive on social media. Like, y'all, I'm just going to be real. I was so excited. I was like, this is going to kill. It's going to be the best thing to ever hit IGTV. Now, I'm just going to tell you that video 1 had 12,000 views, which is a third of normally what I'm getting on video views. And then video number 2 was 9,700. And then video number 3 was just under 9,000. So what happened is that over the course of the video series, not only did they get like mediocre views, they got worse as each one went. So what does this tell me? Oh, my videos suck. Oh, I did it wrong. Oh, people don't like me. Heck no. I look at this as a complete learning. Like I'm learning, hey, people aren't really vibing with this three-part video series on IGTV, but I'm going to test it on Facebook. I'm going to test it on YouTube. I'm going to test if a three-part video series works really well on LinkedIn. Like, I am unafraid to test. Why? Because 80% of the content I'm still producing the same way with the belief that people are liking that. But in order for me to grow, in order for me to get a new audience, in order for me to be on the cusp of innovation, I got to change. So my advice is 80% stick with what's working and 20% test new ideas without being attached to whether or not people like it or they don't. Because guess what? You don't fail, you only learn. Let's get into this question from Jody. It was upvoted 7 times. She asked, when creating an online course, how do I determine what to give away for free opt-ins? And what do I do for the paid course? So I'm going to answer Jody's question, but I have a question for you. Can you let me know in the chat, are you a course creator? And or do you think you want to create a course in the future? Just write yes. And I'm asking you to do me a favor because I go back and I read the comments and I see what the audience is comprised of. Listen, I have no vested interest in going live. I don't sell you a dang thing. I'm doing this to be of service to you. If I know there's a lot of course creators, or if I know that people want to create a course, I'll focus one of these chats on specifically that. But Jody said, Jasmine, what do I put out as free information versus what do I put in the course? Now, I'm going to outline 3 main things when it comes to what we consider. Now, everybody does it differently, but at Social Curator, how do we consider what goes out on the outside and what do we share? We ask ourselves who it's for. We ask ourselves, what are we teaching them? And we want to make sure that we include the how. Because if anybody here has ever opted in or signed up for my newsletter or signed up for a checklist or a guide or a video series, like, you know that we deliver. That when we say we're going to give you an Instagram story checklist, you get a checklist and you get this tutorial with a video. We know that when you opt in for our productivity bundle, you get a planner, you get a calendar, you get a video like of me explaining how to be productive. Like, we want to make sure that what we're giving you, you get it. And you're like, I can't believe that this is what I'm getting. This is amazing. I'm getting real applicable information. I am not out here to bamboozle or like sign up for my list and it's just like sign up. But if you want to know more, you got to pay me $19.97. I don't want to do that. You get what you sign up for. But if you have a course or a membership, it's going to be important that it focuses on one or all of the following things: access, accountability, transformation, resources. Why somebody is going to buy your course or your membership is to get more access to you. They get closer to you. They get to ask their questions in a very specific way. Accountability. This means that just because you have the information, just because I give you all this information about Instagram stories or about going live on Facebook or writing powerful LinkedIn articles, it doesn't mean that you're actually going to do it. Just because you can doesn't mean you will. So if your course or membership offers accountability, put the fire under your butt. You got to do it, buttercup. If your course or membership offers transformation, this means that the reason why they're going to be buying your course, why they're going to be buying your membership, is because they're going to go in and they believe that the person they go in as is going to be different than the person who exits. You can give out all the information about how to lose weight. In fact, we know how to lose weight. Lessen your calories and work out. Do we do it? Not many of us. So sometimes if I was going to join a weight loss course, if I was going to join a weight loss membership or a fitness membership, I would want to know that I'm joining because of the transformation I'm going to get. Lastly, your course or membership should provide resources. So for instance, I'm going to use this example again. We have an Instagram story checklist. We give you the checklist. We tell you exactly what to do. I give you a video tutorial on what to do. But sometimes people are like, it just takes me a while to get my stories together. Well, on the inside of Social Curator, we provide resources. We give you the Instagram story templates, like download and use. download, or customize. So the reason why somebody would be paying more to be part of what it is that you do is because they get access and or accountability and or transformation and or resources. Okay, let's get into the third most popular question. Y'all, these were upvoted about 7 times by 7 people. Kristen says, I just started using Pinterest for my business to help with sales. We sell art, photographs, jewelry. How can I get followers and how do I get people to see my pins and my boards? We're going to talk about Pinterest today. Love some Pinterest. Before we do that, I always want to let you guys know, leave your comments here. Like, I'm going to be answering questions live. Like always, I pop in every single week for 25 minutes just to say flash fire Q&A session. We're getting this party started. Let's loop back to Pinterest. So we're going to focus on what Pinterest focuses on, and that is consistency and relevancy. And I'm going to say a word that many of y'all hate. It's called the algorithm. Listen, many social platforms, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, they're all using algorithms. Algorithms show people what they want to see. So on Pinterest, there's going to be a higher likelihood of people seeing your pins and your boards if you are consistent and you're making your boards helpful. Now I'm going to break down what I mean by helpful, because the thing that we want to stay away from is to stay away from sales Pinterest boards, because we've come to know that the perfect Pinterest boards focus on inspiring a viewer while seamlessly incorporating business pins as well. If you have a board and it's just doing sales for your business and you have 2, 3, 4, 8 boards that are just pins about your jewelry, just pins about your art, the boards just feel like a sales catalog. And sales catalogs died in 1984. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. Your Pinterest boards should be, I know, prepare your heart, promoting a whole idea, a whole styling, a whole lifestyle. And in that board, you can incorporate your art or you can incorporate your jewelry. But the whole board is not just about your business. So how can I break this down in an example? And if you have questions, please feel free to leave them here. I am, amongst many other social platforms, really trying to build out on Pinterest. So this is my Pinterest profile. And I want to show you an example of a mixing of a board. So this is a board called Instagram Marketing. You will see many pins. I'm sorry, guys, of the noise in the background. We're just doing the thing. So you'll see here that some of these boards have to do with my business and some of the boards do not have to do with my business. I'm just creating an aggregate resource of people who are looking for Instagram marketing tips on Pinterest. And so I have curated, I have put together articles and I'm like, these are really great articles. And guess what those articles are in there as well? Some of my own. I'm not selling Jasmine Star strategies. I'm selling the idea of information and slipping my own in there. Now, that is not to say that I do not use Pinterest for exclusive Jasmine Star content. I just referred to myself in the third person. That's very annoying, but it's neither here nor there. I'm going to show you a Pinterest board that we have dedicated to the Jasmine Star Show podcast. Every single pin on this board is related to my podcast. It's become an index of sorts. So what I have done is having a single board dedicated to the podcast means that if somebody happens to find a pin from my podcast, let's just say a recent podcast episode is how to go from a broke bartender to a $10 million CEO. That was a recent podcast episode, and I have that linked on Pinterest. If somebody had pinned that to their board and somebody clicks on that pin from another person's board, they can come back to my entire podcast board, because if they liked one podcast, there's a good chance they're like another. What I believe Pinterest does extraordinarily well is search-based marketing. Facebook and Instagram and even kind of sort of LinkedIn, those are stumble upon marketing. Like, y'all, I go into Instagram and I'm scrolling and then I see an ad for a tortilla warmer on Instagram. I didn't know I needed a tortilla warmer, but I bought the tortilla warmer. I didn't know I needed a pair of socks with my dog's face on them, but I saw a pair of socks that you could put your dog's face on, and I said, you know what? I need these socks. That's called stumble upon marketing. I didn't know I needed those things, and then they came to me. Now, search-based marketing, Google and Pinterest are perfect. You're going to Pinterest looking for something specific, a recipe, a DIY, a very valuable resource, a how-to. You go to Google and you look for things in the same way. Pinterest has become so powerful of guiding people to get answers based on something they have a very specific question about. Okay, let's dive into some live questions. If you guys have questions, please, like always, leave them here. Janelle Kirkland, do you have a podcast on Pinterest? Janelle, I don't yet. It's going to be in the works, but we do have an issue of Social Curator that focuses on how to set your business up to grow on Pinterest. So if you're a Social Curator member, be sure to check that out. Erica Visser says, now that you're a mom, how are you carving out time for the baby and all that you need to work as well? I'm a full-time homeschooling mom of five, and finding time is for both is very hard. Well, Erica and anybody else who is homeschooling one child or five, you got to give yourself a ton of grace. Like I just have to speak my truth. My husband and I waited almost a decade to adopt a child. It was really painful, but when I look back at that experience, what that experience allowed me to do is to build an infrastructure for my business that I am afforded the luxury to make a decision to still maintain in my business because I built a team around me that can still keep the business going even though I might be taking a step back in the business. So what am I doing in the business now? Well, number one, I'm delegating a lot more. And number two, I'm only doing in the business things that only I could do. I am not gonna be proofreading copy. I am not gonna be writing everything inside of Social Curator. I'm not going to be taking every photo. I'm not going to be writing every caption. No, I'm bringing around teams. We have a photo team. We have a writing team. We have an admin team. This, and we're going to get to this in a second, more about what that team structure looks like. But for me, we had been preparing to have a child for a very long time. I have also saved. I have been saving for our personal home care for 6 years. We thought we were gonna get a child a long time ago. So out of every single paycheck, I would put a little bit of money away and say, this is for our home care. I don't know what home care looked like, but now I can tell you, we've saved up enough money to bring in-house support 3 days a week. So I schedule meetings, I schedule lives on Wednesdays. And you wanna know what's happening right now? I had the opportunity to play with my daughter and we had a nanny put her to sleep. And my daughter sleeps. She takes 4 naps a day. Each of them are 2 hours. That's when I work. She wakes up, we play, we go on a walk. Do I understand that not every baby is the same? Absolutely. But in this case, in particular scenario, if this is how it's worked. We've planned for this. We built into this. And I understand that in my business, there are certain things that only I could do and then building an infrastructure around that. That was a great question. Thank you. Chrissy Renee, this was upvoted 6 times, asked, what is the best way to get Facebook engagement? I find it works well on Instagram and to give engagement and comment on your dream customers, but Facebook, I never get anything. Okay, so I don't know about you. Do you feel, because I have an answer, but I want to see your answers. Like, hook a sister up. Do you feel like you're getting more engagement on Instagram than you are on Facebook? Like, I want to know. And then, okay, cool. Okay, I'm seeing what's going on here. So statistically, Instagram is giving more engagement. More people are organically seeing your post on Instagram. And less people on Facebook are organically seeing your post. Studies show that you get around 4% organic reach on your posts on Instagram. And studies show you get anywhere from 1.8% to 2% organic reach on your Facebook page. So just statistically alone, less people on Facebook are going to be seeing your content than on Instagram. How do you get more people to see your content on Instagram and or Facebook? It's the same mechanisms. Create engaging content. Create content that people like, that people comment, that people share, or that people save. That's the trick. The trick is there's no trick. Make sure your content is shareable, that people like it, right? Now, I have to be very clear and also itemize what the future looks like. Facebook is the future Instagram. So while right now people are feeling frustrated, you're like, hey, I'm showing up on Facebook and Instagram in the same way, but I'm just not getting the same reach on Facebook. I'm here to tell you, I know, and Instagram's going in that direction. There's going to come a point in time where there are so many people on Instagram that it's going to be pay to play. Right now, if you have a Facebook page, you're getting 2% organic reach. Every single week that I do a Facebook Live, my audience gets bigger. And guess what? Less people see the Facebook Lives. That math don't make sense, Jasmine. I know. That's the current state and math of Facebook. You get more followers and less people are going to see your content unless you pay to have more people see your content. And if you say, that's not fair, I would reply, buck up, buttercup, it is free. This is free marketing for your business. If you ain't paying a dime for it, you can't complain, right? Because Facebook will be like, you don't like it? Get off the platform. You don't like it? We'll reimburse you your money. You didn't pay us nothing? Oh, well, nothing's lost. Guess what, friends? Instagram's going the same way. It's just facts. It's how every social platform gets. The bigger you get, in order for your content to get seen, you have to pay for it. So what does this mean? Don't give up on Facebook. Y'all, my viewership goes lower and lower and lower each week on Facebook. And guess what? I'm still showing up. Why? Number one, it's free. Number one, two, I walk in integrity. If I say I'm going to do something for a year, I say I'm going to do something for a year. Number three, I still keep an audience warm on Facebook. Because if and when I decide to run ads, when people see ads from me, they're like, hey, Jasmine showed up consistently for us. She's not always selling to us. And note, if you think I'm always selling to you, it's impossible. Because we have closed enrollment in Social Curator. We only open twice a year. So no, baby boo, I'm selling to you twice a year. Legit. I am not an influencer. I am an entrepreneur with influence. I'm not peddling soap, jeans, drinks, books. I'm just doing me, challenging you to show up. So I will still show up even though the platforms are giving me less and less reach. Why? I'm here to serve you and build a business in the meantime. Okay, let's get into Eve. Eve writes, how did you find your team? How do you find people you can trust 1,000% and know they will do the job as well as yourself? How do you let go of that it's mine and hand a piece of your precious little business to another person? Well, Eve and anybody else who is interested, the key is not to look at your business like it's precious. I want to, and you want to. Oftentimes what I hear from entrepreneurs, they say, oh, my business is like my baby. And I'm like, skirt, I have a baby. Are you sure you want your business to be your baby? Like, babies cry in the middle of the night. Babies have their own schedule. Babies are unpredictable. Babies can be dirty. You know, I don't have to use a four-letter word to be like, they could be just dirty. Babies are opinionated and babies don't speak your language. Are you sure you want your business to be your baby? Real talk. Facts. Big facts. I want my business to be a well-oiled, beautiful race car. I want my car to be so good that any driver can get in and go real fast. Now, in order to build your business like a race car, you got to know how the engine works. You got to be able to explain how the engine works. You got to explain how to open the door. You got to understand how to downshift. You want to understand the turbo boost. If we're on the same page here, we need to build businesses that people support the idea of a race car. And I am here to tell you that 95% of the Social Curator team was hired from social media. Y'all, that's crazy talk. People are like, wait, what? How are you hiring your team from social media? I am sharing this with you because I believe we all have the capacity to do the same thing. You don't need a massive resource center. You don't need a massive, beautiful job description. I started noticing that my content started attracting people who wanted to build something big together. The content I was sharing on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Pinterest, people are like, what is it that you're doing and what are you building and can I be a part of it? Now, let me just break this down into a granular example so that you could see how it works. Y'all know I show up consistently in my business, but how we attracted our creative director. Her name is Tammy. She attended a live photo workshop and then reached out on social media to offer her services in continuing shooting with us. Nikki is the social curator manager. She was a member of Social Curator, and she would always email me and say, hey, I thought about doing this for Social Curator. Have you considered this? She always had opinions and suggestions. And I was just like, this girl, number one, cares about Social Curator. Number two, she has a great brain. So then I just asked her, hey, can you do this project? I'd love to see your feedback on it. She did the project. She had such great insights. She took off and elevated the Facebook group and then slowly rose through the ranks to that she's now managing all of Social Curator. She just simply reached out to me on Instagram DM, and she just had all these ideas. Our COO, our chief operating officer, her name is Jade. She saw a Facebook post and filled out the job application. I went on Facebook and I said, hey, I'm looking for a role. We called it originally an executive project manager. She was going to be working with me on projects. She came in, she tore the house up, and now she's our COO. That means that she's second in command. She saw the post on Facebook just by following my page. Christy is my podcast manager. This is the crazy thing about Christy is that she asked a question. I was live on Instagram. I do live chats on Instagram every single week. I just go live. I take questions. She came on. She asked a question. She was really smart. And I was like, I like this girl. She sent me a DM and said, hey, Jasmine, I just really want to say thank you for being on your Instagram live. I said, great. Thank you. Appreciate it. A month later, she followed up. She's like, Jasmine, I instated your ideas on Instagram live. And look what happened in my business. And I was like, whoa. And I said, hey, what do you do again? She's like, I'm a virtual assistant. And I said, can I give you a project to work on? I said, this is a project. And let's just be real. It was a project that I'm like, I really need to work on this project. I don't have time. It's not that interesting to me, but it needs to get done. And I said, how much would you quote me for this project? She gave me a quote. I paid her. She set up a time and she gave me a whole presentation. This is what I suspect should happen. This is what I see. These are the trends. And I saw this girl and I was like, oh, dang, this girl is smart. So then as a virtual assistant, I kept on giving her more projects and more projects and more projects. And then I said, hey, do you want to come on part-time with the team? And she said, yes. And then just 2 months ago, after being on the team just a year, I said, I would like you to be a full-time employee. And our full-time employees have a 401k, they have full medical and dental, and your own salary. And she said, I'm all in. Y'all, that is like, that's just content. You have the same capacity. Now, I understand people are like, no, Jasmine, that's not, I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't want to dip into my own market. That's fine. What I want to do now is I want to introduce you to Kiana. Kiana is on our customer success team. Now, how did we find Kiana? We think she's such a power player. She came in with a ton of experience. She knew exactly what she did. She'd done it for other companies, but we went to Upwork, upwork.com. We just created a job description. I said, and we literally were like, this would be a unicorn. And we listed all the things on Upwork. Like, if this person knew this and this and this. And Kiana applied. Kiana was interviewed. And she was such a standout for the team that we're like, we have to get her on. Now, Kiana is an independent contractor. So the hours that she works has been great. Because now that we've been in quarantine, she's able to homeschool her children, work on her own hours, and find herself on the team. So how are you going to be able to build your team? You get to make the rules. We have that. So you see that a lot of our team was built on social media, but also a few of our team members, we went to very public places like Upwork. People have put on job descriptions on Craigslist. So you're not limited to it. But in my mind, you need to know exactly what you want that person to do in your business. And I say, list it all out. I call it my dream sheet. Write on your dream sheet. Like when we were looking for an executive project manager, I wrote at the top of the list, basically looking for a unicorn. This person should do this, 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 and this, and this, and this. And I put it all out. And guess what? We attracted only qualified people. And it was really amazing. Okay, let's get into a few live questions. Sue Patterson said, would you think a Pinterest board with all of your blog posts would be a good thing? Guess what, Sue? If you go to my Pinterest account, you will see a board with all of my blog posts. I have a mix of boards. Now, if somebody wants to go really deep on Pinterest, I want to be able to give them direct and easy access. Pinterest, some of my Pinterest boards are like index. I think the plural for index is indexes. I could be wrong. Somebody correct me. Is it indexes or indexes? I was homeschooled. Some of my boards are indexes, where it's like, this is how you find all of my podcasts. This is how you find all of my blog posts. If y'all have not been to Jasmine Star Blog in a second, I have been blogging since 2007, okay? Like, I was a born blogger, okay? I was a blogger before I was anything else. Like, I just want to write. I'm still creating resources. Check it out. Maybe you go to Pinterest, use the index, and then click on over to a blog post. Y'all, I'm just trying to create content that moves the needle in your business. How do you want to learn? On Pinterest. How do you want to learn? On YouTube. How do you want to learn? On Facebook. How do you want to learn? IGTV. Listen, I'm just trying to show up till I blow up. I'm trying to show people what is possible in their businesses so they actually put the fire under their butt and say, I too want to get a piece of that pie. Yes, and amen. Okay, let's see. Alicia Vanderwerf. Question, what is the best way to go about selling a product on social without being overselly about it? The key, queen, is to not be overselly. I always believe when it comes to social media that you have to give, 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 and then ask. I firmly believe that 80% of your blog posts, 80% of your Instagram posts, 80% of your Facebook posts should really only ever be about your followers. How do you help them? How do you empower them? How do you diminish a fear? Always and forever, it's about them. Your accounts are about your followers. It's not about your business. Because over time, when you help them and you empower them and you diminish a fear again and again and again, they have an affinity. They like you and they trust you. It is only when they like and they know you and they trust you. Let me repeat it again for the people in the back. It is only when they know you, when they like you, and when they trust you, that they're going to be willing to take their hard-earned money and pay for your product or your service. So how do you sell? You don't, or not that often. You got to give, give, give. You're going to be creating content that is helpful and beneficial to them. And then you're going to start inciting a need. So if you're a life coach, you're going to be giving all these helpful tips. But then you say, have you tried this before and it didn't work? Do you ever feel alone in the process? When you start highlighting desires and needs, that even though you have the best resource, what do they really need? Next level. They either need, and we already talked about this. We talked about this earlier. Alicia, I'm going to give it to you again. Your course or your offering, your membership, whatever it is that your business does, you have to include access, accountability, transformation, or resources. So how do you sell? You give as much as you can, and then you say, if you buy, you get more. But the only way you can get to the point of if you buy is if they know you, they like you, and they trust you. And the way that it happens is by showing up consistently day after day after day on the platform that your dream customer is existing and dwelling on. Friends, every week I come on and I have these conversations. The conversations are only ever focused on you, and they are for you, and they are about you. I hope that I get to share what I know. I made a commitment to God years ago that if I ever had the opportunity to build a successful business, that I would give back more than I received. And let me tell you, everything I received on Google, I graduated from the University of Google. Everything I received on Google, I have paid it forward, and I continue to do so. I hope that if you learned one small thing here today, number one, I say thank you for being here. Number two, can you share what you know? Can you share your brilliance? I don't care if it's about dog walking. I don't care if it's about cat baths. I don't care if it's about jewelry. I don't care if it's about graphic design. Put out more good in the world. Share everything you know, and you're going to help, inspire, and empower somebody to change their life. It is always an honor to chat with you. From my heart to yours, stay happy, stay healthy, wear a mask. Much love, my friends.
Welcome back. I hope you learned something from this live Q&A. If you did enjoy this episode of the Jasmine Star Show, take a screenshot and post it on your Instagram story. Yo, tag me at Jasmine Star, because I respond. I respond when you post. I love putting faces to those who tune into the Jasmine Star Show every week, because to be honest, I'm just sitting in my closet right now. It's kind of hard to imagine you listening to this. So if you post it to your Instagram story and then you drop me a love bomb in my DMs, I'm just going to say thank you for being a supporter of the podcast. So I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see you. We'll be chatting on the gram. And friend, I hope you have a great week. And I can't wait to chat again with you soon.